From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. State lawmakers have approved $100 million to deal with coronavirus in Georgia. The House and Senate voted for mid-year budget adjustments that shift the money from Georgia's $2.8 billion in reserves to Governor Brian Kemp's emergency fund. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Terry England says the time is right to use the state's emergency funds.
This is one of those times that the foundation is being shaken and that we do need to go into those emergency funds to use them for the purpose of which it is there for. And this time is now.
England says an additional $5 million is also provided to rural hospitals to cover expenses associated with the virus. State officials are urging older Georgians and people who have chronic health conditions to avoid large crowds right now. GPB Stephen Fowler reports.
Much of the message is the same. Wash your hands and avoid going in public if you are sick. But Governor Kemp and health officials have a new, more aggressive message to protect those most at risk, people over 60 and those who have long-term health issues.
We need to help them dramatically limit their exposure to the public for the foreseeable future. Health officials are now telling us that these vulnerable populations need to avoid mass gatherings and locations with high traffic counts of people, even faith-based services or events.
The state health lab has the capacity to perform 50 COVID-19 tests a day, but that number could double by the end of next week. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
And Governor Brian Kemp says schools around the state should consider closing down for 2 weeks to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Atlanta Public Schools will close on Monday and rely on the district's online platform to do their work. Many other school systems are following suit, including Forsyth and Gwinnett and Hall County, Henry County, White County, and Pickens. Georgia's 26 public colleges and universities will also close for 2 weeks, starting on Monday. Several high-profile bills are still alive after crossover day yesterday. House Bill 105 would impose a 50-cent fee on Uber and Lyft taxi services. The money would have to be spent on mass transit. Both chambers passed a flurry of legislation dealing with the storage and management of toxic coal ash. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org, where we are live streaming. This is GPB.